This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights in 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ring Talk, live worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in the introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that title for better than 35 years. And straight up today, we're talking both boxing and the UFC. Of course, a boxing main event tonight. Jarrell Miller, a big heavyweight, like big heavyweight, maybe too big as far as his structure is concerned. But the bottom line is he's taking on a foe tonight on Daz, D-A-Z-N, the Zone. Of course, I'm talking about that app that's hot and happening. But an 18-1 favorite, Good Lord, I know it's boxing, but still, an 18-1 favorite, you can't even, you know, there's no speculation as to who's going to win or lose in an 18-1 fight. So what I'm trying to tell you is that Jarrell Miller in a work fight tonight on The Zone. We'll talk about that in depth. We'll talk about The Zone, ESPN, of course, the app, rocking and rolling this past couple of days. Lots of boxing on the internet, folks. It's all on the internet. Of course, cable TV. Well, sort of taking a back seat now to the apps. Of course, the app meeting, The Zone, and of course, ESPN Plus. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of combat sports. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Shoot us a text, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Straight up, UFC 231, December the 8th. It's got a main event worth watching, but the rest of it sort of sucks. We'll get into that as well. The UFC unboxing today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the city of by the bay, San Francisco, California, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis.
Chuck Berry doing his thing, of course. Rock and roll icons. Died last year, like at the age of 94. Just died. Somebody said to me, we're surprised he died. He was 94 years old. Anything past... anything, listen, if you're healthy and ready to rock, I mean, as far as 94, since there are more power to you. Anyway, we're talking Cassius Marcellus Clay, of course, born January 17, 1942, died June 3rd, 2016. Of course, you know him better as Muhammad Ali. Of course, the 1960 Olympic gold medalist, but not at heavyweight, at light heavyweight. The national Golden Gloves champion, of course, won the Golden Gloves out here at the Cal Palace Arena, which I beat Paul Nivian back in 1981. So the arena is just rich, rich in tradition. But the bottom line is, Ali had a lot of meanness to him, and this is one of the mean times when he was just a little bit too ornery to Joe Frazier.
I told you what I was going to do before I did it. I told you I was going to jab him in the corners. I was going to let him take all the shots. He was bewildered. Any heavyweight is bewildered. Right. Frazier was, Harden was. I told you this had no skill. I told you he don't hit hard. I told you it would be a total mismatch. George Foreman is still one of the greatest heavyweights of all time.
October 1st, 1975, the last historic confrontation between Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, the largest closed-circuit TV audience in history, was treated to one of the greatest fights in heavyweight history.
People want to see me and Joe Frazier. They still think Joe Frazier can beat me. They don't want to see me and Ken Norton. They don't want to see me and George Foreman. They want to see me and Joe Frazier, although George Foreman annihilated Frazier, and George Foreman will beat Frazier every day in the week. George Foreman will beat Ken Norton every day in the week, and I will beat George Foreman every day in the week.
Right.
But the fools still think that that chump Joe Frazier can beat me because he went the distance twice and it ended up on a close decision. I'm going to give him a real whooping, and I wrote a poem. Some of you heard it, but this is a little conscience. I got a little gorilla here. This is his conscience. I keep him right in my pocket everywhere I go. Back there. And I wrote a short poem. It says it will be a killer and a thriller and a chiller when I get the gorilla in Manila.
That's right.
And I got his conscience right here to keep me on guard. See, here's the way he looks when you hit him. All night. That's all it's going to be. All night in Malaysia. That's all you're going to see. The Philippines, rather. Come on, girl. We in Manila. This is a thriller.
Nothing ticked Joe Frazier off more than being called a gorilla. He went with all the other kind of good stuff, but at that point in time when Ali pulled the gorilla thing, and of course, he pulled a little rubber gorilla out of his pocket and he started punching the gorilla in the head, and it was pretty, you know, Joe Frazier didn't take kindly to a lot of that stuff, but that was it. That he had crossed the line as far as Joe was concerned, Muhammad Ali. Of course, this was back in 1975. They had that great fight, of course, stopped before the 14th round by my old buddy Eddie Futch. Eddie Futch, of course, the late trainer, the Hall of Fame trainer, last had Riddick Bowe. Of course, that was his last big charge. But Eddie was so cool. I remember spending time with Eddie, like he was, you know, failing health, and I said to him, "Godfather, I said, how are you feeling?" We were at a fight outdoors and right outside of Las Vegas, some little town outside of Las Vegas, and he said to me, "I'm okay." He goes, "But I'm starting to slip mentally," and I've never had somebody admit that to me before. But Eddie Futch was that much of a realist. I mean, he was one of the realest guys I've ever met in my life. He never had a contract with any of those boxers, Joe Frazier, Ken Norton, any of those guys. He never had a contract with those guys. It was all Riddick Bowe. It was always on a handshake. I mean, that's how Eddie did business. Anyway, good Eddie Futch story. Some guy approached him. He was about 82 or 83 years old. He lived to like 92, 93. Anyway, some guy approached him in the Caesars Palace parking lot, tried to rob him, and he turned around. Eddie knocked him out with a clean left hook. So good old Eddie Futch. Anyway, back to Ali. We'll get to Ali after the next break, of course. We'll bring in Ali, and I'll bring him to you in a different light, because I will bring him to you simply as Cassius Marcellus Kaye, the heavyweight title challenger, the man that had not yet challenged Sonny Liston in 1964, the World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, Cassius Marcellus Kaye. What can I say? This brash young man from Louisville, Kentucky, the mouth that roared. And you know how he got hooked on being the mouth that roared was he saw Gorgeous George, a professional wrestler, on TV, and he realized that Gorgeous George was getting $50 and $60 a ringside seat when other guys were getting like $3 and $4 a ringside seat. So he realized that the hyping himself and promoting himself worked, and no doubt about it. Of course, the greatest orator before Parkinson's disease and before the residual effects of professional boxing took their effects, he was, I thought, the greatest orator of the 20th century. Now, some people will argue with me and say maybe John Kennedy was, or maybe Franklin Delano Roosevelt was, but I don't know. Maybe Martin Luther King. But I got to think of all the greatest orators I've ever heard. I don't think I've ever seen anybody as spontaneously move on a dime like Muhammad Ali could. Anyway, we'll hear about Ali and Liberace after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, MMA. Of course, the zone is what's happening, baby, as far as boxing is concerned. If you haven't got the zone yet, you got to get it. You got to get it. Larry Merchant's getting it. Everybody's getting it. I got it a couple of weeks ago. And get this. If you get it right now, you can get your first month for free. Just go to DAZN.com. And you say start your free month, and they'll sign you up for a month, and you'll check out the fights. And, you know, the idea is like, it's like a crack dealer. That's a crack dealer mentality here. I'm serious. Because you give the guy a little crack, and he gets hooked, and then he wants to buy your product. Okay, that's the same thing DAZN's doing here. They're basically giving you a month of boxing. They'll give you some good fights, you know, because they're having a couple, three cards a week. So, I mean, like Mary Merchant said, it's more boxing than you can handle, okay? But DAZN's got it happening for that first month. It's for free, so it doesn't cost you a dime. Of course, it's got Bellator happening. It's rocking and rolling as well. Of course, the Bellator MMA. And, you know, that combined with the top fighters in the world, of course, they signed Canelo Alvarez. Of course, the once-beaten world junior middleweight champion coming off that win over Gennady Golovkin a couple of months ago. Of course, now the always has been the number one draw in pay-per-view. I mean, he is like the guy, the god of pay-per-view. I mean, he just turns people out. But this won't be a pay-per-view event anymore. You've got to have the app to watch Canelo. So when he tangles on December 15th with that big, tall WBA 168-pound champion, whose name slips my mind right now because I never heard of him before. And to tell you the truth, when I saw a picture of him yesterday, I said to myself, this guy looks like one big lummox. I mean, if I got a guy like that that was around my weight and able to beat him up, I think I'd be able to do it quite handily. I think Canelo's thinking the same thing. Of course, December the 15th, MSG, the Mexican Invades, Madison Square Garden, the mecca of boxing. Of course, I stayed across the street. The Hotel Pennsylvania. If you ever want to have a hotel room that's the size of a phone booth, or maybe two phone booths, please, please, please check into the Hotel Pennsylvania. Unless they remodel those rooms, they were as big as a phone booth, and you couldn't move around straight up. It was a wonderful experience. Anytime you get to go to the Big Apple, of course, Big Apple, we'll bring in Socrates Palmer probably next week. Of course, get our Big Apple results report from the accomplished writer that is Socrates Palmer. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Out of the break, coming out of the break this next segment, we'll hear from Ali. Ali's on The Tonight Show. The Tonight Show, that's right, not with Jimmy Kimmel, not with Johnny Carson, with a guy named Jack Parr. Wow, we go back in time. 1964, baby. The Tonight Show after this break on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
I'd like you to meet, perhaps, ladies and gentlemen, the next world's champion of the Lexington YMCA. A grand young man. I hope the next champion of the United States. Why not? Cassius Clay.
Thank you.
please. Man, I was surprised to learn, you know, because I've gone along with the cliche, you know, that you're all a product of poetry and everything, but I didn't know that you were United States Olympic boxing champ, 1959 and 1960,
national gold and United States Olympic champion, world Olympic champion. I had to.
Oh, now you've gone too far.
I had to beat everybody in the United States to qualify for the whole.
Are you the world?
The world gold medal winner, right?
Well, now how about that? Where'd you start boxing? Why did you start boxing?
I started boxing in Louisville, Kentucky.
Why?
2 years ago.
Tell me something. The nice little
12 years ago, someone stole my bicycle.
That's right.
And I said that if I ever catch the guy, I'm going to beat him up, but I never did catch him.
You never did?
No, but.
And you feel that you possibly could
I'm getting ready to fight the roughest and the toughest man in the world.
Sonny Liston.
Right.
And you feel you have a chance?
If he dreamed he beat me, he would apologize.
Yes. You really feel that strongly about it?
That's right. Sonny Liston would rather take off his sport coat, soak it in gasoline, and run through hell before he fights me.
I notice he's backing away all the time. I feel it. Why don't you play for him? You'd rather play than fight with him, would you?
Oh, that's not. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, why don't you play and let Cassius? Because if you can't fight, you know, if it doesn't work out, you can always get a job with Berman Shave. I think the way he was just rhyming.
Would you like me to play?
Yeah, that'd be a beautiful combination.
All right,
Cassius. Great.
You recite something, and I'll make up the music tip. For a change, do the one about you.
This is the legend of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeedy of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The physic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans running with cash. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you decide to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. And if he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. Lie on the floor while the ref counts 10. You pray that you won't have to fight me again. For I'm the man this poem is about, the next champ of the world. There isn't a doubt. Here I predict, and I know the score. I'll be champ of the world in 64. If Cassius says a mosquito can pull a plow, don't ask how. Hit him up.
The one, the only, Cassius Marcellus Clay, 1964. Of course, NBC, The Tonight Show. Jack Parr was the host, and of course, the great Liberace. Of course, he was obviously gay. I mean, Liberace was sort of cool in that he was obviously gay in a time where you really couldn't be obviously gay, but he got away with it. I remember one time we're at Roberto Duran's camp at the Palm Canyon Hotel in Palm Springs, and Liberace showed up. And it was sort of cool. I mean, I didn't go over to, hey, Liberace, what's going on? But yeah, it was sort of cool to see him, and Duran took a picture with him. And, of course, other guys showed up, like Don Adams. Remember him, Get Smart, the TV show, and then Fred the Hammer Williamson, the star of all those black exploitation films. I think he was a former NFL star as well. He came by camp. A lot of guys came by the training camp of Roberto Duran back in the day when we were rocking and rolling in Palm Springs, baby, where it was like 115 degrees in the afternoon, and like we drank. I mean, we were partying. We were there to train, but not train for fights. We were just there to train. And so Hector and I would go down there, and we'd drink at night and train during the day. Of course, Duran didn't do that. Duran ate in the daytime. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, but those were the days. Those were the days. Of course, Duran preparing for Marvin Hagler, and man, those great fights that he had. Of course, the greatest fight of all time, the greatest fighter of all time, without a doubt. Spent some time with him just a fortnight ago in his native Panama City. Of course, he broke out the congas and the timbales and that kind of good stuff, and did his thing with his brother's band. Of course, that was at the World Boxing Organization Convention. Of course, speaking of the WBO, I called the diva, Miss Doris, of course, my mommy of the WBO. I called her this morning, and she's not feeling all that well, and neither is her mom. I didn't want to mention that. Anyway, she told me that the pictures are not yet up of the convention from Panama City on the WBO website, so we're hoping that's going to rock and roll. Anyway, Listen to this. Big fights, of course. Rocking and rolling last night. Maurice Hooker defending the World Boxing Organization 140-pound title. Guy's a good-looking fighter. No doubt about it. I mean, he comes to us from Dallas, Texas, and brings that southern color to him. I mean, that's sort of cool, man. I love it. And he's beaten guys like Terry Flanagan. Of course, that was a split. But Flanagan had 33 fights coming in, 33-0. He beat Courtney Jackson. He was undefeated. He beat Cristobal Cruz. Of course, when I speak of Cristobal Cruz, he was like the ultimate opponent. What I mean by that is he was a guy that you could always beat, but he made you work for it. I mean, he really made you work for it. No matter what way you fought Double C at, he made you work. Anyway, last night's fight, they went over Alex Tejedo, a TKO in 7. Fantastic fight for the man they call the Hooker. I'm talking about Maurice Hooker. Give him some props, of course. And I want to mention this. Gary Ritter was one of the judges last night for that WBO 140-pound title fight. And, of course, some of you know that I've had Gary on the show in the past. Gary and I go back like, damn, a quarter century. And he was instrumental in some of the happiness I had down there in Panama City, no doubt about it. As I said, the greatest trip I've ever taken in my life. What is it? 34 countries. Been to Panama before. But Panama wasn't this before. And it wasn't, I mean, you know, the skyscrapers and the 23 casinos and all that kind of good stuff. And, I mean, it was sort of like Tijuana before. So it's hipped. It's upped its act a little bit. But I got to tell you, it wasn't the land and it wasn't the geographics. It was the company. I'll just leave it to you like that. Straight up, I had the greatest time of my life in Panama, and I hope to go back real soon. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Maurice Hooker, of course, still the WBO 140-pound champion. He wasn't at the convention. Obviously, he was training for a fight, but he's got some abilities. We'll see what happens as far as 140 pounds is concerned. But, you know, clean out the division, move up to 147. Lots of big names at 147. Speaking of big names, Manny Pacquiao. Wow, the Pac-Man. You remember him? Yeah. The Filipino phenom, the guy that I suspect of being on steroids for a long, long time. Because when he got off the steroids, we knew he was off them because they were testing for him, right? And when we were testing for him, he wasn't knocking nobody out. I mean, he was killing these guys. He was killing big guys. He was like going out there and it was like a ladybug beating up a big old spider. I mean, it was just unbelievable. He was just like going out there and, you know, this guy's a native, natural 107 pounder, or like he broke it 107 pounds and he's beating up guys and he's stronger than guys at 152 pounds, 147 pounds. That's impossible unless you're taking Flintstone vitamins. Now, you know what I call Flintstone vitamins? Steroids. All right. And yeah, steroids, performance enhancing drugs. Of course, that last fight, he looked fantastic. I mean, Lucas Matisse came in the puncher. I thought Matisse was able to outpunch Manny Pacquiao early on. Never landed a punch. Never threw a punch with bad intentions on. In fact, you know, being such a puncher, he turned out to be a big puss, Matisse, of course, coming to us from Argentina, the biggest puncher, supposedly, at 147 as far as his wildness was concerned. But he threw nothing at Pacquiao. Pacquiao went through him like a knife through hot butter. So now Pacquiao's going to take on Adrian Broner. You remember Adrian? He appeared on the show in the past. He was getting it. Remember, I was, I'm doing the interview and I hear, what the hell is that? Yeah, that was the barber cutting his hair. He was getting interviewed. He was being interviewed on this show while he was getting a haircut. I kid you not. That's how cool Adrian Broner is. Hey, Marvin Gaye did that kind of stuff. So Adrian Broner's cool. I understand that. He's lost a couple of fights, mainly because of the fact that he doesn't get his act together and his conditioning is subpar. I mean, that's always been the knock against him. And he always has that chubby look. He's a chubby brother. And that's just the way it is. I mean, some guys are built lean. He's sort of built chubby. No matter what he does, he's always going to have that chubby little teddy bear look to his face, especially when he's not in top condition. When you're not in top shape, you can see it in a lot of guys' faces. You can see it in my face. When the bones were sticking out of my face, you knew I didn't do this right. I probably didn't come down and weight the way I should have. I mean, I wasn't probably in my top condition. I could notice that when I looked in the mirror. I just said, damn, man, I don't look drawn enough. Because you've got to look drawn. You've got to get down. I mean, you've got to be 4, 5, 6% body fat. That's the way it is. If you want to compete at the upper echelons of combat sports, you've got to have every advantage going for you. Except performance-enhancing drugs. I told you. I did, and I will admit it right now in front of all you, the millions listening, of course, on delayed and live broadcasts, that I did take performance-enhancing drugs when I snagged 4 Golden Glove championships here in California. I will admit to performance-enhancing drugs right here on the air for the first time ever. The drugs
caffeine. I used to sneak a – my mother would sneak a four-shot of espresso in for me. It was sort of cool, man. On the espresso, whether it was cold or hot, I downed it. It got my heart rolling. It got me focused. And, of course, caffeine, that's what makes the world go around. The world wouldn't go around without caffeine. Caffeine is sort of like – the everyday man's cocaine. That's a good way to put it. Open phone lines around the planet. We're going to talk mixed martial arts in the next segment. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling, as is Bellator. Bellator being on the zone, the UFC doing their thing, of course, on Fight Pass and Fox Sports 1 and pay-per-view. In fact, pay-per-view, I'll talk about their upcoming event with Brian Ortega, the Mexican-American lad. I think he's the future star, not only of the UFC, but of combat sports. This young man is so focused, and I'm so impressed with his ability as a fighter and as a young man. I'm saying to myself, good Lord, this guy could really be a game changer as far as bringing the world of mixed martial arts to the masses. That's how smooth he comes over. Anyway, Brian Ortega taking on Max Holloway in the next big UFC pay-per-view, and I think it's UFC 237. I think it is 237. Anyway, the bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez, of course, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Well, wait, we're nice. We come back twice, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can always check out the show live at sportsbyline.com, or you can check out our late broadcast, of course, our delayed broadcast, at youtube.com. Just go to youtube.com and enter Ring Talk Worldwide. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. If you know it by now, you know it now. This is Ring Talk.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. I tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events, out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a sobering thought.
Bringing us back the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Of course, they got a new album out. Check it out. It's on the soul side of town. It rocks, baby. I kid you not. It debuted number one on the jazz charts as far as the Billboard top 20 is concerned, top 40 is concerned. So Tower of Power rocking and rolling in their second, wow, can I say this, their 50th year. Holy cow, 50 years of Tower of Power. That's amazing. Anyway, bottom line is you can check out everything about the baddest horn band in the entire world at towerofpower.com. Now, don't forget, we've got boxing on the zone tonight, but I want to talk about the fact that the UFC's got some pretty decent events coming up, but not a whole lot to get excited about. I mean, there's going to be fights like on Curtis Blaydes and Francis Ngannou going on my birthday, November 24th, in the Cadillac Arena in Beijing, China. I don't remember working the Cadillac Arena. I worked a couple of arenas in Beijing, but the Cadillac Arena, I don't think was one of them. Anyway, November 24th, 2018, UFC Fight Night. Blaydes, Curtis Blaydes, of course, having lost to Francis Ngannou when Ngannou was considered invincible, and everybody thought he was going to roll through a Stipe Miocic for the World Heavyweight Championship, everybody but me, and I told you he was going to get beat down, and he did get beat down. All those knockouts, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how hard you hit. I keep trying to tell you folks that it just doesn't matter. I mean, I face some guys that hit so hard, you know, you could feel, if they hit you, you would feel it down in your legs. I mean, that's how hard these guys hit you if they hit you in the body. So you didn't get hit by these people. You avoid getting hit by them. If you didn't get hit by Francis Ngannou early on, you knew he was going to gasp because he had never gone five minute rounds. Bottom line is, not really a world-class fighter, even though he was undefeated and knocking everybody out. They had named an energy drink after him. The UFC was rocking. I mean, the UFC had invested so much in Ngannou winning that heavyweight championship against Stipe Miocic that Dana White looked like he was ready to barf sitting there. He was suffering from nausea ringside. End of the day, Stipe Miocic ended up losing the World Heavyweight Championship to underdog and light heavyweight champion and current heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier. Cormier going to hook it up with Brock Lesnar next year, of course. Cormier coming off the win just a fortnight ago, where Cormier versus Lewis. Derek, you know, I got to say that, as I said before, you know, Mr. Lewis, Derek Lewis came to fight. He had a good record, made some money. He was going to win the heavyweight championship any time in his life. He wasn't that good. So take the shot and take the money. This is a profession. I keep trying to tell people it's not about, like in my day, it was about winning titles as an amateur. There's no money involved, okay? You want to try to eventually get to possibly the upper echelon of amateur boxing, maybe, and go to the Nationals, which I didn't, got beat up, or go to the Olympic Trials, which I did, lost. Anyway, but you want to get to that level as an amateur boxer, and there's no money involved. But as a professional, titles aren't all that important, and they're not all that important in the world of mixed martial arts either. If you can make more money being a non-champion than you can a champion, more power to you. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's about putting money, putting bread on the table for your family. And you know what? Some of these salaries the UFC fighters are getting, and I've gone into this in the past in depth. I mean, if the UFC pie is 100%, and of that 100%, only 8 to 12% goes to paying the fighters, something's going on. I mean, we're not talking pimping. We're talking plantation. We're talking like legalized 2018 slavery. I mean, yeah, some of them is black and some of them is white and some of them is Asian and some of them is Hispanic, but they all be slaves working on the UFC plantation down there for Master Dana White and those guys, you know, because you be a good boy because you make any noise here on the plantation. and we run your ass off, boy. We blackball you. That's right. We blackball you. We tie you up. We put you in a fight you can't win. We put you in a fight. If you mouth off to me, you get in a fight you can't win. Bottom line is you mess with the USC, you step afoul of them, and guess what? They will. They punish you. They just do. I mean, they give some of the guys. They've given some of the guys that have done favors for them, and they were fought hurt. That's what I never understood, is that if Dana White comes to you and you're hurt and you know you're not 100% and you're going to go into a fight at less than – I would say this. As an athlete, I had nicks and – you know, not nicks, but bruises and things like that, and pulled muscles on occasion and things like that. So maybe you know, I went into a fight probably about 95% most of the time, okay, except when I got hurt in that last fight. I went into it like 80%. Last couple of fights, I went into it like 80% once I fell through that roof. But when you're primed and you're ready to go, how can I put this? Everything just clicks. Everything clicks. And when you're physically together, when you're at your best physical condition, like the late, great Alexis Arguello told me, your mental condition falls in line. That's why I asked him one time, how do you get mentally conditioned to fight? How do you know you're in the right mental frame of mind, I mean, other than wanting to win? Okay, and he said that you'll find out when you're in the best shape of your life, when you've run harder than you could ever run before. And he's right. We used to run the mountains, you know, down in South San Francisco, of course, Westboro Boulevard. You can Google that, folks. It's straight up. We run across to the 7-Eleven, which is at Manor Drive, and then jump rope for 20 minutes. And these were as amateurs. We were fighting amateur, three-round fights. So why am I bringing this up? Because I try to get guys into the sport of boxing now, and I tell them, you know, you want to train? They say, yeah, can you spend some time with me? You know, you're the ex-Golden Glove champion. You got all about, yeah, can you teach me? Can you teach me? And I say, cool, let's do this, man. So I need you to run for a while. And they say, okay. So I get them to run maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and I say, now we're going to go to the gym. So then we go to the gym, and, you know, everything's okay the first couple of days, and then you start to press them a little bit, and then you realize, you know, they're not in the condition they are, and then you take them out and try to run them up a couple of hills. That's really the ball breaker. You run people up mountains like Westboro Boulevard. If they can't do the hills, guess what? They're probably not going to win, because how can I put this? Everybody that ran that mountain that I know of won a Golden Glove championship. Lenny Albert, Hector Martinez, Edgar Mayorga, the Devaki brothers, we all won Golden Glove championships running that hill in South San Francisco. Straight up, it was a hill of dedication. In fact, it's intimidating. I drove up it the other day. It's pretty intimidating, but I remember being near the top of that and dogging it a bit, and there's my chain-smoking mother in her Buick honking the horn. Of course, she was my running coach. Back to the world of USC. Of course, let's talk USC. The heavy hitters are going to go November the 30th from the Pearl Theater. That'll be live on Fox Sports 1. Of course, Fox Sports 1 being the preeminent purveyor of MMA as far as the UFC is concerned, of course, except when they go to pay-per-view. Junior Dos Santos is going to be fighting on the 2nd of December. That's coming to you from Australia as UFC goes abroad. And, of course, then coming back with his card, UFC 231, Brian Ortega. Wow. He's like I don't know how to put him into words. He's like hard to put. He's undefeated. He lost one fight where he tested positive. He tested positive for Flintstone vitamins. And, of course, those are performance-enhancing drugs, which I'm totally against, but he's cleaned up his act. If you got caught once, I'm going to blame it on the trainer and say the trainer slipped him something, put it to you like that. But usually when a guy takes steroids, his body goes through so many changes. It's like a volcano is going off inside you. That's what one guy told me. He goes, when I was juiced up, it was like a volcano would go off inside me when I would train. I said, what? Yeah, because it was really, really strange. But it lifted him to another level until he got popped. Anyway, Brian Ortega, undefeated, taking on Max Holloway for the UFC 145-pound championship. Max is a guy looking for like – Max is a good fighter, but he's got some issues. And the issues are – he got knocked out in a fight recently as far as his conditioning was concerned. He got knocked out in the gym. He was staggering around. He didn't know who he was. Basically, he was like unconscious and walking. So they pulled him from a card. He was going to take on Khabib in a late-minute challenge for the UFC lightweight title. Of course, that didn't happen. They put him on medical leave, and then he had one or two fights canceled with Mr. Brian Holloway. Now, Holloway, of course, only a young man. I mean, I still think he's the absolute future of the world of mixed martial arts. I really do. I think he's Mexican-American. I know he's Mexican-American, but he can flow in both languages. He's pretty. He can fight. He's bigger than the other guys at his weight. I mean, that's, of course, that's, I tell you, size matters. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. I kid you not. And, of course, if you want to watch the World of Wrestling Entertainment, I guess size matters there as well. But Ortega, born in L.A., of course, Mexican descent, a great, great fighter, undefeated now, 15 fights, 14 wins, 3 by knockout, 7 by submission, 4 by decision. Of course, that one no contest when he tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug. But I got to tell you, this is the future of mixed martial arts. This is the future, without a doubt. The rest of the card, I could care about. Valentina Shevchenko, a decent flyweight, 115 pounds, taking on Joanna Jaye. Joanna Jaye is another decent fighter. These two Iron Curtain, former Iron Curtain compatriots going at each other's throat. That's going to be probably a good fight for 3 rounds. Of course, they won't make this a 5-round fight. The only 5-round fight in that card will be the championship main event, Max Holloway and Brian Ortega. And I expect Ortega to win going away there. So the rest of the card, just sort of, who cares? Jimmy Manua, of course, that big puncher. I thought he was going to be the guy. I thought he was a god. I thought he was going to be the next light heavyweight champion of the world. Turned out he had a glass jaw. You know, this is what happens. Guys that punch and knock people out, for some reason, the big punchers don't take that well. I don't understand that. Big guys like Ernie Shavers, hardest hitter in the world, didn't take a punch out of the wall. Don't understand that. Never understood the mindset. Anyway, the rest of the UFC card sort of sucks. I guess we're waiting until the end of the year, of course, the 29th of December. That is the real card. Wow, you got to say it's the real card because Amanda Nunes is going to take on the monster, Chris Cyborg Santos. What was she thinking? What was she thinking when she signed this contract? I have no idea, but I wouldn't fight her. Of course, it's going to be the co-main event with Jon Jones and Alex Gustafson going in a rematch for the light heavyweight championship that Daniel Cormier has just vacated. Of course, Cormier being the heavyweight champion, now weighing 251 for his last fight. 251 pounds for that last fight. And I thought he was just, I said to myself, you know, this guy's put on like 35, 40 pounds. He's got to be a fat guy, but he wasn't a fat guy. He holds a weight well. Anyway, the 29th of December, live from the T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. I call it Paradise, Nevada. Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, the monster, the once beaten. She lost her first fight, the once beaten world featherweight champion. She's a monster. I wouldn't put her in the ring or the octagon or a cage. I wouldn't put her in the same zip code if I had another fighter at 145. I'd probably either have the girl retire or find another line of work. I just would, or find another weight class because she's just, I don't think she's ever going to get beat. I really, at least not in the next couple of years, unless she gets beat by making the weight. A couple of times I lost fights by not making the weight right. I talked about that earlier. The bones not sticking out of your face, and maybe you cheated. And I did a couple of times going to saunas. And one night, I tell you what, I went home and I was at weight. I think I was 139 and a half pounds. I had to weigh 139 the next day at 5 o'clock. So I said to myself, well, I can cheat a little bit. I got up the next morning. I was 144 pounds. I had to run off 5 pounds. You know, you're not run off 5 pounds. You'll be tired by the time you fight that evening. So I had to go to the sauna and sat in the steam room, all that kind of good stuff. Wasn't a good experience for me, but I did beat Obi Serrano that night and capture my second gold. Take that back, my third gold glove. Second gold glove championship. Anyway, out of four. Chris Cyborg Santos taking on Amanda Nunes, the main event. Jon Jones, of course, he once beaten, but the only time he's ever lost a fight was by disqualification. Therefore, he's technically unbeaten. But there's a guy that does a lot of steroids. I mean, come on. We know it. He's tested positive not once, but twice. I mean, he's had the cocaine issues. He's a guy that says that he loves to have a big shot of blow a couple of days before a fight. Man, why would you want to have cocaine is like, unless you're getting pharmaceutical cocaine, like the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards. Okay, I don't know if you'd even want to be considering doing cocaine, but here Jon Jones was almost around 30, 31 years old. He's talking about the fact he likes to do cocaine, which is cool. You want to do cocaine in your own time, fine, but don't make it public, man. Don't talk about it because that makes kids think the wrong thing, and I don't think kids will be messing with blow. You know, I'm not a big anti-drug type of guy, but when it comes to narcotics, you got to put up, man. You got to put up. You can't have kids. You can't advocate for kids doing cocaine by saying, you know, I love to do cocaine, and I'm the world light heavyweight champion. Look at me. That's not a good picture. Anyway, Jon Jones, a turd of a man, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, 35-plus years on the air. Of course, a production of the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The best things in life are free. We'll be right back.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
This holiday season, we invite you to share the magic as we enliven your heart and send your spirits high. Join us for Transcendence's Broadway Holiday Spectacular at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa and Lincoln Theater in Napa Valley. Broadway performers bring new songs, revamped holiday favorites, and pop songs with a festive new twist to the Broadway Holiday Spectacular. This reimagined show will be your family's favorite new tradition. It's time to reawaken the magic. It's time to share the spirit of the season. It's time to share the holidays together. The Broadway Holiday Spectacular opens November 30th through December 7th. Reserve your seats now at BroadwayHolidayShow.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Wow, we're talking Ring Talk Live worldwide, of course, to your inside looking world of combat sports. Later on today on The Zone from Kansas, Mulvane, Kansas. Yeah, the boxing hotbed that is Mulvane, Kansas. Bogdan Danu, who's 18-0, going to take on Jarrell Big Baby Miller. Bottom line is Big Daddy Miller. Call him what you want. He outweighs his opponent by 70 pounds. If he can't beat this guy, he should be arrested for impersonating a heavyweight contender. And he, Clarissa Shields, the hottest female supposedly in the world of female boxing, taking on Hannah Rankin in a 10-round bout for the 160-pound world middleweight championship of the female brand. On the same card, Gabe Rosado taking on Luis Arias. Last week, Mr. Usyk, of course, the world cruiserweight champion, showed that he is ready to step up and fight heavyweight Anthony Joshua. He will probably be the opponent come the 19th of April or the 13th of April. Of course, that's going to be in Wembley Stadium. Of course, 90,000 seats. Anytime Joshua fights, he'll be in front of nearly 100,000 people. I think Usyk, after knocking out Tony Bellew with one shot out of that southpaw stance, he's the real deal. I think he's the guy that can step up beyond 200 pounds and possibly capture the world heavyweight championship by being such a slick boxer and the fact that he can combine slickness with boxing power, punching power. Remember, it's all about clean punching, and I think Mr. Usyk can land that clean punch on a big guy like Anthony Joshua or maybe Deontay Wilder. Speaking of Wilder, December the 1st, of course, coming to you live from the City of Angels, Staples Center. Deontay Wilder, 41-0, taking on the undefeated linear world heavyweight champion. That's right, Tyson Fury. the Mad Irishman. Call him the Gypsy, call him what you want, but that's going to be a great fight. That'll be, of course, on Showtime pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, a production of the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Executive producer, the Mighty Scott Cuddy. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Don't forget, Ring Talk, live worldwide, comes to you Saturday and Sundays on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific. I mean, you know, there's a million things you can be doing in the world right now. The fact you're listening to Ring Talk live worldwide, well, I thank you so much. This is Ring Talk.